We just bless you and we lift up your name and we praise you, God. Jesus, Lamb of God, you took away our sins and now you dwell in us, the eternal living God, creator of the universe, things invisible and things visible. You live in us and we worship you. We thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus Christ, who is the fullness of God. Thank you. In your name we praise you. Amen. Friends, listen, I just want to encourage you. Let Jesus Christ be the main theme, the main topic in your life, in your day. Let him be the main thing. It really grieves me because so many of us in this body of the church, we don't let him be the main thing. We get caught up in other things that are good, but they're not the main thing. Jesus is the main thing. Amen. He says in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Is he your way? Is he your truth? And is he your life? I mean, he saved us. He saved you and I, the whole body. He saved us. It says it pleased God to crush him. It says in Colossians that the fullness of God dwells in him. Now, why would that be so? Why would God allow that to be the case and then want us to talk about any other topic? Amen? I mean, I've heard messages that are about Satan and you know, watching out for him, and he was a worship leader and all these different things about, you know, the enemy. And I'm like, and then 5 minutes, the last 5 minutes, so the message is like an hour, and the last 5 minutes are like, okay, well, you know, and Jesus Christ, you know, he's the one that, you know, our God is the one that strengthens us, or the last 2 minutes. And it's like, why not rather just make that whole time about Christ? Well, wouldn't it bless you more if you could just constantly be lifting up the Savior? I'm telling you, that's when you really start living. I mean, have you met people where you just seem to see the love of God just glowing off of them? Those people who just, they look like there's something about them that's different, you know? They're believers, but they seem to have this glow about them. I'm going to tell you right now, it's Jesus in them. It's the glow of Christ. And I'll bet you anything that they're worshiping him time and time again throughout the day. They're meditating on him. You know, it says in Psalms that we are like who we worship. We are like who we worship. And if the word worship is throwing you off, like, hey, I don't worship anything. I mean, I just do, you know, I do my thing throughout the day. Let's think of the word worship as what you think about, what you meditate on. What's the main topic? What are things that you spend your money on? How do you spend your time? What do you get excited about? What are you longing to do throughout the day? Those are the things that we worship. You know, and if you would make Jesus that, if you would make him the main thing, if you would make spending time and praising him the thing that excites you, if you would just be fixing your eyes on him, reading the scriptures with tunnel vision, Jesus Christ only, you will have the glow, because that's how he manifests himself to us. That's how we do obey his commandment. He says to love, the main commandment is to love God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. And I believe that that's worshiping him with all you got. Even if with what you got is a 2%. Maybe some days you're at a low and it's a 2%. Maybe some days you're at a high and it's a 70%. Maybe you're at an 80%. But praise God, you'll always be a 1,000% after you're with the Lord. And so, you know, that is the main message. That is the main commandment, to fix your eyes on Jesus, to worship him with all your heart, mind, and soul. And that's when he manifests himself to you. He says that in John 14, if you obey my commandments, I will manifest myself to you. I will disclose myself to you. That's how you end up seeing people with that glow. That's how you can have that glow. That's how you can have that kind of inner strength, the inner peace that comes from within. It's if you make Jesus the number one, the main theme, the main topic. Let him be the main thing. Amen. I mean, we can sit here and talk about the rapture. We can talk about what's going to happen in times. We can talk about tongues. We can dialogue about what you think about female pastors or what you think about all the spiritual gifts. But at the end of the day, what really is going to leave us feeling like new people? What's going to have us feeling fresh and filled up if we're just talking about how amazing Jesus Christ is, if we're lifting him up? Because at the end of the day, none of those things will deliver you. What you believe about tongues, what you believe about spiritual gifts, what you believe about female pastors of the end times, that doesn't matter. When you get to heaven, you're going to be worshiping Jesus. So worship him now. Amen. I mean, I believe that we're going to get up to heaven. And, you know, it really says in heaven, that's what they do. It says in the Psalms that in the temple, everything is glory. It says that in the Psalms. In the temple, everything is glory. It says in Revelation 4 and 5, it gives a picture of how they are worshiping. The angels, the elders, everyone's up there worshiping. That's what we're going to do. And I have this feeling that, you know, or I don't want to believe. You know, I don't know what's going to happen when we get to heaven. I mean, I know that he says he's going to wipe every tear. You know, all sorrow or pain is going to be wiped away. But part of me feels like we're going to be there, and we're going to be worshiping, and it's going to be the most overwhelming experience. And the thought will come to me that I could have been doing this while I'm on earth. You know, you and I could have been entering into this in the middle of our problems throughout our day. We could have been here. Now, obviously, it's much more abundant when the Lamb is right before our eyes. But, you know, we can have him before our eyes now. You know, we can have him before our eyes now. We can be lifting him up right now from what we know. You know, we can use our imagination to worship him. We can use everything, all of us, our mind, everything, to worship him. Because what happens is that when we worship him, it's like he brings us to his temple. He brings us to his throne. You know, it talks about it all through Scripture. It says in Psalms, by your abundant mercy, I will enter your house, and at your temple, I will bow and worship you. You know, we can be at his temple, and that's the place to be. David says, if there's one thing I desire, is to dwell in the house of the Lord forever and behold his beauty. You can be in the house of the Lord. You can be in his temple right now. You don't have to wait till heaven. And that's where I believe the Christian community, we need to be coming towards that. It can't be about all these other things. It must be about Jesus. Because if it's not about Jesus, we're going to get lost. He's our shepherd. Amen. If he's our shepherd, we have to keep our eyes on the shepherd. We have to keep our eyes on the leader. You know, when you have little kids and you bring them to crowded places, what do you tell them? Hold on to your buddy, right? Hold on to your little buddy. Or you tell them to keep your eyes on me. You know, you don't want to get lost. That's exactly what it's like. We have to be keeping our eyes on the Savior. And it pains me that it just comes across that talking about Jesus Christ from beginning, middle, and end, it's just not popular. It's like, no, it's like, yeah, but there's other things we need to get across to people. We need for people to understand these things, and we need to make sure that they're getting this doctrine sound and that doctrine sound, and understanding how angels work, and understanding how, you know, spiritual gifts work, and understanding, you know, works. And it's just, you know, it's just not that. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is able to lead you into the path of righteousness, to guide you into the path of righteousness? Do you believe that he's able to bear the spiritual fruit in you? I mean, he says in John, abide in me and I in you. Abide in me. He's going to bear the fruit in us. You don't need to even think about the fruit. There was a time in my life where I used to say, you know what? I'm just going to focus on the fruit. Love, patience, peace, joy, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. I'm going to meditate in those things, and I'm going to try to be those things throughout the day. And you know what? Throughout the day, maybe for like 20 seconds, I try to get one of them, but it never worked because I was thinking about the wrong thing. I was thinking about the fruit instead of thinking about the person who brings the fruit. Amen. And when I praise him, he just starts bearing fruit in me. I don't even know about. You know, it's just so often I'm just there worshiping. Just today, I'm worshiping the Lord. I'm in my own mind, you know. I'm not feeling any necessarily emotion all the time. I'm not always just excited. I just worship him. You know, he's Lord. I'm going to worship him no matter how I feel. Sometimes my feelings They're miles away from me, but I just worship him anyway. And they catch up sometimes. But I walk into a building and there's a woman and she's like, "Hey, how are you?" I'm saying, "I'm blessed." She said, "Oh, you're blessed?" I said, "Oh, yes." She said, "Really?" I said, "Yeah, I have the Lord Jesus Christ." It just came right out of me. I didn't have to think it. I didn't have to say, "Okay, I'm going to talk about the Lord Jesus." It just came right out of me. I said, "Do you know the Lord and his goodness?" And she said, "Well, I pray." I said, "You know, he's awesome. He's amazing." You know, and it just came out of me, bearing fruit, you know, just faithfulness to the goodness, you know, that's just coming out, just the glow came out. And I can tell she was just kind of taken back, like, wow, this person really looks happy, you know. And guess what? I wasn't even feeling that before I walked in. I was just feeling like, okay, I'm praising the Lord. I'm on my way to work. I'm praising the Lord, you know. So just encourage you, meditate on him and he will bring out the fruit in you. If there's fruit that you're looking for in your life, if you feel like you need to be more loving, if you need joy, if you need more patience with something, if you need peace in the midst of some crazy circumstances going on, if you need to have that self-control or be more faithful, any of the fruit, I would encourage you to just put those aside and fix your eyes on Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of your faith. Let him be the main thing. It's to the point right now where it's hard for me to really enjoy messages because I get fed by hearing about Jesus Christ. And so many times I hear Christian messages that are they're talking about Christian topics, but, you know, I don't hear anything about Jesus. You know, I mean, he's the bread of life. I need to be hearing about the bread. That's how I get filled. That's how I get fed. And I'll hear, you know, just, you know, so many different things, you know, how we ought to raise our children and, you know, and this and that. And they're all good topics. But you know what? When you're worshiping God, when you're worshiping Jesus, those things come out of you. Do you understand? We can talk about good things, how to raise your children. We can talk about spiritual gifts, but they have to be in light of Jesus. They have to be in light of meditating on him, worshiping him, you know, praising him, and praying for direction, praying for his wisdom, praying for those things. But our main goal is him and seeing him. And all the fruit that we want will come out. We want to have like a textbook, like a play-by-play book of how we can be better Christians. You know, we want just some type of guideline and rule system for what we have to do to live lives that are wise, that are healthy, that are peaceful, and that are joyful. And Jesus says in Luke 10 that, you know, there's only one thing necessary. You know, the context is that he went to go visit Mary and Martha, and Mary's just, it describes her as just sitting by his feet. Sitting by his feet. He's teaching, she's sitting by, and Martha's just busy getting all these things ready. And there's good things. It's good, they were good things. She was trying to serve the Lord, you know, ministry. You know, she's trying to prepare food. And she just sees Mary chilling right by the feet of Jesus, and she's like, she goes to Jesus and like, "Hey, you know, don't you think she should help me? Do you think it's okay I do this by myself?" It's almost like she tried to like put some fault on Jesus. And he's like, "Martha, Martha, many things you're concerned of, but there's only one thing necessary. And Mary has chosen the better part and it will not be taken from her." And you know what the better part is? Sitting at the feet of Jesus. Whether that be at his throne, worshiping him all day long, whether that be by reading the scriptures and seeing him, seeing his teaching, seeing Jesus in the scriptures, whether it be by just sitting at his feet, by proclaiming him to other people. You know, I believe that that's an act of worship. That's an act of staying next to him, staying close to him as you're sharing him with other people. I'm not asking you to be an evangelist. I'm just asking you to confess the Lord Jesus Christ as part of your worship, as part of your connection to him. Try that today. Try confessing Jesus. You know, he says, "If you confess me, I will confess you in heaven to the angels." I mean, there's thousands upon thousands upon thousands, myriads of angels, okay? Myriads. He wants to confess you before them. I mean, We can't just confess him once. Jesus says, out of the abundance of your heart, the mouth speaks. Let Jesus Christ be your abundance and you will confess him. Amen. Let him be your abundance and you will confess him. Because I believe all of that is part of staying in him and abiding in him. And he'll bear the fruit. He'll bear the fruit in us. So that's just, you know, I just wanted, it was just in my heart just to let, you know, to let you all know that Jesus, let him be your way, your truth, and your life. Because that will be the blessing. That will be the abundant life that you're looking for. If there's something missing, it's Jesus Christ being your everyday, all day, way, truth, and life. I just want to take a moment and invite you, if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, your personal Savior, if you don't know Jesus as your master to worship all day, every day, to just fix your eyes on him, I invite you to do that right now. Would you consider changing your lifestyle and making your lifestyle Jesus? Would you consider that? This isn't about a gospel message to unbelievers and the believers can now tune out now because he's talking to anyone who hasn't accepted Christ. It's for you and for the unbeliever. It's for believers and unbelievers. It's, are you letting Jesus be your Lord and Savior for your whole life? Your whole life. So pray that you would do that. In your name, Jesus Christ, this message is for you. And I just pray that you would just allow it to just spill out. Just spill out, Lord, your Holy Spirit on whoever's listening. Convict them, Lord, that you desire worshipers of spirit and truth. You desire people to look up unto you and see your love. How you loved us so much, you were crushed for us. Show the world that, Lord Jesus. Show anyone that's listening that, Lord, that you're good. You're good, you're good, you're good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. So Jesus, I pray in your name that you would just convict anyone listening, that you would reveal yourself to them and let them know what it is that you desire, Lord. In your name, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. And just a quick announcement, if you want to subscribe to Knowing Jesus, just simply hit the iTunes link in the upper right-hand corner, or you can go to iTunes and type in the search Michael Ryan, M-I-C-H, A-E-L, Ryan, R-Y-A-N, apostrophe S. So Michael Ryan's B-O-O-S. This is an audio boo, so the name is Booze. So B-O-O-S. It's Michael Ryan's Booze. If you want to subscribe to these podcasts. God bless you. Bye-bye.